On my first channel, I made a video about why they transgender. I'm updating it because I have a better understanding of this. The sort of Kundalini activation they do is not good. The caduceus was originally the symbol of Kundalini. The snakes around a pole is the serpent ascending the spine. And when you see three, it means that the chakra has opened. I've heard that Kundalini can spontaneously happen or it occurs through meditation. I don't know because I haven't tried it, but if you can do this on your own, why do you need to involve children? In alchemy, the blending of male and female is called the Philosopher's Stone. That's why Teal Swan and his cult stamped it on their arms. The various cults practice ritual sodomy and they want you doing it as well. They want souls trapped in the Adam Cadman so they can create more realms with that energy. There's no such thing as transgender. It has nothing to do with gender and everything to do with corrupting the soul. Freemasons believe sodomy opens the third eye to Luciferian illumination. It attacks a pressure point of the nerves at the base of the spine, causing temporary neurological paralysis and a shift of consciousness. Read this and consider that in public schools and mass media, children are being indoctrinated to regard homosexuality as normal. There are thousands of gay straight alliance clubs in schools throughout the West where youths have an opportunity to meet and experiment with homosexuality. The best kept secret of the esoteric grades of Freemasonry is ritual sodomy. MKUltra survivors have testified that sodomy causes identity splits in children up to age 5, so it was standard for programming multiples. In order to produce a mind control slave, it must be done ideally between age 2 and 4. The pressure point causes memory blackout, which is why victims don't experience flashbacks before a physiological change in the brain occurs between age 28 and 32. Anyone that has experienced sodomy has been illuminated or initiated into the Luciferian initiation because Lucifer is real. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. This is why sodomy laws have been overturned almost worldwide since 1970. Freemasonry and the butthole chakra. At a degree above the third degree, Master Mason, there is a ritual involving the initiate giving another member a kiss on the base of the spine. This Freemasonic ritual borrows from Eastern concepts of Kundalini and chakras with its own sexual adaptations. Candidates entering this degree have to kiss the initiator on the mouth, the navel, the penis, and at the base of the spine. These kisses were regarded by critics of the order as proof of their perverted sexual activities. But in the occult tradition, the navel, sexual organs, and the perineum are the physical locations of the psychic centers of the human body, known in the East as chakras. Indeed, the Yoga Upanishads describe Kundalini as a coiled energy serpent at the base of the spine. However, the Freemasons, heavily influenced by Aleister Crowley and his pioneering endeavors in homosexual sex magic, attempt to activate the base of the spine chakra through the butthole by sodomy in a vain and self-indulgent attempt to open their third eye so they can see spirits behind the veil. It is interesting to note that openly satanic organizations such as the Temple of Set or Anton LaVey's Church of Satan have sacred sodomy rituals also. However, unlike many mid-level Freemasons who are led to believe that the sodomy ritual has to do with the chakra, the Satanists have no pretenses. They engage in sacred sodomy rituals like the Tunnels of Typhon, specifically with the objective of implanting a demon in the recipient, bottoms up. Excellent comment, and very important. People need to understand the theological reasons why. They see a bust of some pedo rings in the news ever so often, but don't know why. The more deviant the sex act, the more power they believe it grants them. What's good in God's kingdom is evil in Satan's, and vice versa. This is what the elite must do to maintain power in the kingdom of darkness. It's more than just sick, deviant perverts getting their rocks off on children. It's part of their religious beliefs to sexually abuse and vampirize children. It's the theological underpinning behind the royal secret of Freemasonry and other left-hand path rituals. If you never expose and attack the theological beliefs and motivations behind these abuses, you will never solve the child abuse epidemic. Exactly. Don't blame it on the OTO. It's a part of Freemasonic of red lodges behind the blue symbolic lodges. The OTO spun off and did its own thing, but Crowley's it remains a part of Freemasonry. If you're going to advance through Council of Kadosh, bottoms up. Piercing of the membrane is supposedly akin to piercing the veil. Magnetite stored in the coccyx is the lower pole of the human torus. Entomoid bone, also containing magnetite, is the upper pole. The demons are nothing more than an egregore. The sub sits in the lower dantian, prompting emotional intensity so as to produce louche, and also prompting the host to commit further replications of the egregorial subs, self-replicating thought forms through ritual abuse. They were chosen due to the high energy output. Eustace Mullins talked about the third eye being the butthole. Freemasonry is based on Judaism and worship of the devil serpent. The serpent in the Eden was talking about butthole sex. The apple was the Taurus. Piercing the mucous membrane around the anus is how Freemasons backdoor themselves behind the veil, making their third eye open. They also believe to have found a way to backdoor themselves into heaven through a similar ritual that involves children. There is a shortcut to everything, it seems. Is it really worth it to see behind the veil? Some things are better left unseen until their appointed time. We must create a super rite, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree, of whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledges to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme rite, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown. Albert Pike, a white male child of perfect innocence and intelligence, makes the most suitable victim. 1 in 100 Freemasons knows about it. The tiered nature of Freemasonry keeps many Masons in the dark. It's often called the royal secret of Freemasonry. Aleister Crowley independently discovered the royal secret prior to joining Freemasonry and alluded to it in publishing some of his poetry. Because of this, he was quickly elevated through the ranks when he joined. As a Mason, you are promised immortality, that you will go to the celestial lodge above. But how? What's the secret? The secret is tantric sex magic involving the ritual sodomy of a child. Around the 32nd degree, Freemasons are introduced to a sex magic ritual that involves sodomizing a child in what they believe is a pursuit of immortality. They believe it acts like a form of vampirism, that they can steal the innocent's life force for themselves and get eternal life. They further believe the sodomization ritual opens a gateway to an alternative universe in which they can become as gods. Freemasons hold many perverse beliefs. Kidnapping networks are set up for use of children in these high-level Masonic rituals. All right, Topi, let's say this scenario is true, that by sodomizing a child, they can steal the innocent's life force from the child. How does that work then, scientifically and biologically? Is the human innocent's life force transmuted through the human rectal canal? What is the life force, and how through sodomy is it transferred to the person doing the sodomizing? How can innocence be transferred from one person to the other via some sort of rectal canal and penis connectivity? I'm seriously asking, if this is what these Masons believe, how would this actually be possible via sodomy? What would be the biological means of transferring life force from someone being sodomized to the person doing the sodomizing? Also, how would gateways to alternative universes be triggered to open via the act of sodomy? How does that work out scientifically or metaphysically? Well, it seems to be a flop on the immortality unless they are doing some soul transmigration into the kids' bodies trapped in them from their being sodomized. It's a multi-generational experience. What example do you have of Mr. Immortal Number One? Even Albert Pike I've never seen walking around or getting on the news. If any of them got to be immortal doing the sex urine high degree circle, it would have been him, leader of his Knights of the Golden Circle Tantric Golden Shower team. All they do is blackmail one another over it. This is true. Thank you for starting the conversation. Freemasonry is a cult of generational ritual abuse. As children, many were sodomized by men they respected and trusted and convinced it was a rite of passage rather than a betrayal of trust and abuse of power. They grew up and convinced themselves it really is something special and do it to others. Victims become victimizers. There is no mystical power or eternal life to be obtained from it for individuals. Porch Masons don't know any of this. They are the cheerleaders used for small favors here and there, kept in the dark about what is really going on and how their little piece fits into the bigger picture. It's all a big lie they keep alive out of fear, shame, greed, and sadistic or sociopathic tendencies. If that's not enough to keep them in line, there's also unbelievable amounts of blackmail. And that is how so many people could lie about Sandy Hook and going to the moon. It's all out in the open now. Nearly all the next generation of would-be traveling are openly gay and wondering why Egregore is pulling them towards an organization that publicly is anti-gay, or at least very uncomfortable with publicly and openly gay initiates. Maybe someone should tell these poor young men what happened to them when they were very young children that gave them the carnal desire for the same sex that they now have. Freemasonry is brotherhood based on sodomy. At lower levels, some will sodomize each other believing it will open their third eye. It doesn't work. Freemasonry and sodomizing children is not the way to eternal life. They are incredibly deceived individuals who believe all sorts of perverse things. It's a vicious cycle. Children who have relatives who are Freemasons are the ones most often abused. Later, when they grow up, they are often asked to join the Brotherhood of Sodomy, or Order of the Eastern Star for females. Rinse and repeat. Oftentimes, the abuse takes place within the lodge itself. When they can't find enough young children in their family tree, they import them from kidnapping rings or corrupt foster homes. Freemasons are disgusting degenerates. The only good Freemason is a dead Freemason. All I know is the Masons have a very complex network of organized harassment that has always reassured me. These are not the good guys. At some point you have to wonder, why won't any news stations touch Masonic crimes? And then you find out, to be a news anchor, you must be a Mason or Eastern Star. They've got a hold of the police, the judges, the news, etc. The harassment network is easy, because everyone in the town is a Mason, except for the people being harassed. Ever wonder why there are gated communities on one side of town and ghettos on the other? One side is the Masons, the other side is the non-Masons. The Tunnels of Typhoid, or Typhoidian Magic, is a high teaching. After having spent some time talking one-on-one to a master of ceremonies, he let me in on a little secret. The backside to the Tree of Life, as it's taught, is a total imaginary construct, 100% illusion, based on the teachings of Simon the Magus, a personification of all that is in verse, but it appears in perfect order. In another mythology, we call the spirit Mephisto, the master manipulator of hell. To get an acolyte to perform the ritual you speak is an achievement of sorts for those serving and attempting to embody and personify Mephisto, the god spirit duke of manipulation. The reason it's only taught at very high levels is because it takes a long indoctrination, learning of the language, the vocabulary, and tearing down, rebuilding the pathways in the brain, which associate words with ideas before they are prepared to accept the inverse teaching. Those who are prepared to witness such and carry out such events without being repulsed to the point of physical sickness have undergone a great and meticulous indoctrination process, and this is the only truth in the matter at hand. The inverted cult of the perverse needs a makeover. Since no Freemason is free from his perverse actions without reparation, a jailbird should replace Albert Pike as cult hero. Freemasonry will be the new name for this inverse perverse order of the disordered. As Freemasons, all these deluded paedophiles can spend their immortality believing in vain that truth is untruth, that they are unguilty of each heinous act of child molestation and rape. Yet even being Freemasons, they are still only free to believe in the illusion that, like Charles Manson, they might someday, in an imaginary inverse world, be given parole. Not immortality, but we sure do see a lot of the elite living to ripe old ages, well into their noughties and beyond. Look at Cheney, Kissinger, they just keep going in spite of all apparent health conditions. 666 is the magical square of the sun. 111, don't puzzle with it, it opens gates. It connects with the star of Remphan. 666 is the number of the flesh, it is the number of the sun, sun worship. Samuel is Lilith, chopped in half. Go to the obelisk and pray for Lucifer to strike. They believe obelisks direct heavenly energy. Sounds exactly like what the Vril believed. You have to understand why they wanted them closeted. It was out of necessity. Homosexuality and sodomy in the US was always taboo and considered perverse until just about 10 years ago. But yes, Freemasonry is behind the gay agenda push. Freemasonry founded Hollywood. Nearly every judge, attorney, politician is a Freemason. And the purpose of the agenda is to alleviate their guilt by making society accept the decision to engage in sex magic sodomite-based rituals to receive the positions of power. But the Freemasons that run things are old goats who are still afraid of coming out. They say it makes it so they can live nearly forever, and that they will steal all the money, kill the entire planet, enslave a few, and then use robotics to literally upload their memories and personalities and live forever. Trying to reach gods on the other side of Pluto. Interesting, since we're now hearing of planets on the other side of Pluto. Another interesting note, when I was a teen in the early 80s, video game rooms were built beside both lodges in town. In every town in which you find a Masonic temple or lodge, it's standard for them to recruit members among your local police force. They also recruit judges. Freemasons believe in the doctrine of mutual assistance, in which they swear an oath to defend and advance the cause of another Mason in trouble, no matter how wrong or horrendous that cause is. Well, that just sounds too close for comfort. What is the significance of the goat? Why do they have it in some of their stickers? What is the goat for them? Well, the goat is Saturn. The symbolic animal of Saturn is the goat, since Saturn is located in the constellation Capricorn. Here is another Saturn-Satan link to the Baphomet as a goat. Capricorn is the sea goat. It's ruled by Saturn. Pan is a fawn who likes children. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Mr. Tumnus the Fawn takes a child to his house. In Pan's Labyrinth, he preys on this traumatized child. That's pansexual. Pan, also known as Cronunos, connects to CERN and portals. Cronus, or Saturn, devoured all his children so they could not usurp his power and reign. Saturn is worshipped around the world by these fools. The rings of Saturn are created by machines. Saturn is the cube that perpetuates this false reality of fear, this matrix that we live in. The material world, these plastic graphics, is an illusion, a veil set upon us by the planet Saturn, or the black cube generator machine. The somehow naturally forming hexagon at the northern pole of Saturn is represented in most symbolism on our planet. The Jewish star, or the Star of David, has a hexagon in the center. If you draw a line from each point in the hexagon, you will create this shape as well. The hexagon has six sides, six angles, six points. Satan is represented, evil itself is marked as the number 666, the number of the beast. Satan is Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun. The hypercube itself is represented across the globe in areas like Mecca, where people take thousand-mile pilgrimages to kiss a large black cube. They circle around the cube and chant and pray, simulating Saturn's rings. This is Satan taking their very energy as they give it to him willingly. The Freemasons and the Saturn Cult, Fraternitas Saturni. Seal of Solomon, six-pointed star. Another variation to the Seal of Solomon is referred to as the Sacred Seal of Solomon and is a more complex image. The symbol depicts a circle, and within this, there are smaller symbols around the edge and a tower-like symbol in the center. The H at the top is Saturn. The tower looks like this. And this is Tesla's tower. An energy generator that doesn't use wires, so perhaps it's also used to open portals. The Horned God, the oldest of the gods, he's the Horned Hunter, the Lord of Death and Resurrection. Which means they've been doing rituals to this thing for a long time. This is a Masonic drawing called the Second Portal. It shows nude boys facing a throne, undergoing some type of magical ritual. This book was written for people involved in Luciferian rituals and the higher, more occult rites of Freemasonry. In these Masonic temples, the checkered board square is used in a similar fashion as a magic circle for a coven. This picture is given as a paper trail to show the sex magic rituals that take place within various Masonic groups. Sacrificing souls and stealing energy to open portals. She says when she was very young, the Satanist used her to open portals, and these snaking lights would come zapping through and go into some of the people who were there. The portals look like kinds of blobby, swirling, lighted stuff. They use mystics or scarlet females, horodili, to open portals, but they may have technology that can achieve the same or similar thing now. The Goddard portal ritual. Not an accident, there was a goat man leading the ceremony. This connects to I pet goat. That's the definition of Adam Cadman, sodomized souls in the lunar realm. The goat's pupils are spiraled. That's the Kundalini, and he's in a box, which is Saturn. The six lights above its head is the hexagram, and he's behind a wire fence because it's a time loop prison. The bell on his neck is a death knell. The nuclear explosion was her son being sodomized, and it killed him. One eye is damaged because of anal rape. The bug on his head is a death watch beetle. There's the Alice in Wonderland realm. On the far left of the wall is a horned animal. On the blackboard it says evil. There's a dead man and a penis above his head. Further up is the clock representing Cronus and the Kundalini from sodomy. That's why he was pointing up, for you to see it. On the left, the snowflakes are the Star of Rempha. On the right, it shows the brain being split from the trauma. The dragon is the entity that introduced it, and the heart chakra is the linking point of male and female. The hand emerging from the cloud is an alchemy. It gives things or it assists in something. Funny how people are uploading information to the cloud. The hand is illuminating the tower, but the tower looks like this. If they mean to say it's a hand job. Groups of men throughout time and today believe that a prepubescent boy or a boy undergoing puberty needs homosexual relations from grown men, often couching the religious views that it is the only way a boy can grow his spirit and soul, an insidiously seared conscience. Pederasty, the word never spoken by the pulpit of media for a very good reason, as it's known by sociologists world round to have gone hand in hand with nearly every civilization swayed into acceptance of homosexuality. Grown men convinced that their predatory sexual appetite for boys is spirituality. I cited Albert Pike quotes to show the tiered nature of Freemasonry. The lower level Masons are in the dark. They are unwitting dupes. Your average Freemason has no idea what the objectives of Freemasonry even are. This is how it has to be by design. The top of the pyramid can't survive without the peons and serfs at the bottom. And the peons and serfs wouldn't work if they knew what their dues, work, social and political connections, and energy were actually being used to support. If an apprentice Mason was exposed to this ritual from the get-go, there would be big problems. You have to commit your soul to Freemasonry. Time, years, and mindless loyalty to climb the ranks and prove to the higher-ups your ability to handle the royal secret. An otherwise good soul can be corrupted over long, slow increments of time without the owner even knowing it. All you need to do is set up a system based on tasks, degrees with rituals that requires work and for which the actual explanation is not given until much later when the candidate has already been corrupted and brought into the system through the expenditure of much time, effort, and usually money. The system also usually weeds out those who can't be trusted with the more politically volatile secrets, example, the royal secret. If you join Freemasonry, you are an unforgivable idiot. Parents warned over innocent-looking symbols used by pedophiles to indicate their sexual preferences. The colorful logos, which identify which type of child pedophiles prefer, have been seen online, on jewelry, and even on children's toys. From a colorful butterfly and oddly shaped spiral to a pink layered heart, they could be the scrolls of young children. But these symbols are actually used by pedophiles to identify their sexual preferences to other predators on social media. And the symbols aren't just limited to social media, with pedophiles having etched them into rings and pendants and even imprinted them on coins. They have also been previously found on children's toys. The logos and their sickening meanings were derailed in an FBI bulletin titled Symbols and Logos Used by Pedophiles to Identify Sexual Preferences. If you ask me what pedophilia looks like, It's this. Children sacrifice to Saturn. The boy touches his heart, the hijacked heart chakra. The girl lover. This logo, featuring a small heart surrounded by a larger heart, signifies that a pedophile is sexually attracted to young girls. The two hearts symbolizes a relationship between an adult male or female and minor girl. Why did they have to draw a second heart inside of the first? These are some chakra symbols. Look at the one for Kundalini. It's the same idea. Flip the triangle and you see it. It's the icon for pedophilia because it tells you their Kundalini is opened through sodomy. This is a false awakening. His forehead shows he is trapped in the white light. Sodomy activates Kundalini. Activate, to cause to start operating, to make active or reactive, or more so, to make radioactive, to increase the rate of chemical reaction. So it's a chemical that the brain releases. I don't understand the mechanics, but I see what they are doing. This person arrived on Anubis's barge. Anubis is the Egyptian god of the dead. That's a very clear indication that he's in hell. Do you see the flames around his legs? Keepers of the Flame Fraternity. Initiation and the secret mysteries is the gateway to union with your divine self. As step by step you advance on the path of ascension, the Kundalini at the base chakra rises up your spinal column and climbs the 33 steps of the spinal ladder all the way to higher chakras. And so, the solution to reversing the downward spiral of Earth and raising its collective consciousness is to keep the flame of life. And do you notice the colors that they're using? With the white light? Occult powers. There are many, many occult powers. However, generally 8 achievements are listed. Yoga does not support aiming for the development of these occult powers. They should come of their own nature and time. If they manifest, they should be used sparingly and wisely. These groups of powers can be classified into 2 divisions. The first group deals within the real personality. The second group is the 8th occult power called mastery, or the power to influence worldly affairs in the life of others. The Statue of Liberty is Ishtar or Venus, and she is on top of a hexagram. The real Liberty is on a star fort with 11 points. The skeleton is a voodoo god called Baron Samedi. Baron Samedi, English Baron Saturday. He is one of the Loa of Haitian voodoo. He is a Loa of the dead. Baron Samedi is usually depicted with a top hat, black tail coat, dark glasses and cotton plugs in the nostrils, as if to resemble a corpse dressed and prepared for ritual burial. Attributes: rum, cigar, top hat. Patronage: death, tombs, gravestones, cemeteries, dead relatives, etc. The artist calls themselves Heliophant, and to me it sounds like Hierophant. A Hierophant is a person who brings religious congregants into the presence of that which is deemed holy. The word comes from ancient Greece, where it was constructed from the combination to Hera, the holy, and Phanian, to show. In Attica, Hierophant was the title of the chief priest of the Eleusinian Mysteries. The office of Hierophant, High Priestess, and Dudosa Priestess were all inherited within the Philidae or Eumolpidae families, and the Hierophant and the High Priestess were of equal rank. It was the task of the High Priestess to impersonate the roles of the goddess Demeter and Persephone. Oh, Persephone, the queen of the underworld. The High Priestess. Pillars of Boaz and Joaquin, the male and female. Pomegranate seeds connect her to Persephone. Pomegranate, symbol for the Kundalini energy. The pomegranate stands for fertility, abundance, rebirth, and eternal life in ancient cultures. It is a fruit full of seeds, so associations with fertility and abundance are understandable. The pomegranate in the esoteric traditions also stands for the divine seed, the Kundalini energy dormant at our sacrum. This is also related to the red color of the fruit, which corresponds to the color of the first chakra, where the Kundalini is located. The Hierophant is the masculine counterpart to the High Priestess. He is also known as the Pope or the Teacher in other tarot decks and is ruled by Taurus. The Hierophant is a religious figure sitting between 2 pillars of a sacred temple. Though his temple differs from the one in which the high priestess sits, he wears three robes, red, blue, and white, and a three-tiered crown, both representing the three worlds over which he rules, the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. The Hierophant is governed by Taurus the Bull, ruled by Venus, April 20th to May 20th. Look who's having a coronation! The 6th of May! That's Taurus! And in Sumer, bulls represented the sun and sky gods, their highest gods. The 6th of May is on Saturday, and it's the day after the full moon. The hair moon in May, also known as the flower or milk moon. Before the first moon landing in 1969, the Chinese moon goddess Chang'e was mentioned in the Apollo 11 air-to-ground voice transcription. The center said, "There's one asking that you watch for a lovely girl with a big rabbit. An ancient legend says a beautiful Chinese girl called Chang'e has been living there for 4,000 years. To this, astronaut Buzz Aldrin replied, "Okay, we'll keep a close eye out for the bunny girl." Ishtar, the Babylonian version of the Sumerian goddess Inanna. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, she tries to seduce King Gilgamesh. He is repulsed by him as he lists her many faults as a fair-weather lover and calls down the bull of heaven to punish the king. Charles is the new Sun King Helios. I wouldn't be surprised if he has an affair or if he announces a new religious regime. Saturn in ancient times. The Greeks called it the god Helios. The Romans called it Sol. These familiar figures have a long history, and the more one learns about their links to the earlier cultures, the more a mystery of origins comes into focus. Long before Greek and Roman times, the Egyptians worshipped the luminary Atum or Ra. As strange as it may seem, early astronomical traditions identified the primeval sun as the planet Saturn, the distant planet which the alchemists called the best sun, and which the Babylonians, the founders of astronomy, identified as the exemplary light of heaven, the sun god Shamash. Shamash is the planet Saturn. In archaic copies of Plato's Timaeus, the word for the planet Saturn is Helios, the sun god. Popular Greek traditions identified Saturn as Cronus, alter ego of Helios, and Cronus is said to have ruled over the pole. Worldwide drawings and symbols of the once dominant luminary show a disk with rays, a disk with spokes, a disk with a central orb or eye, a disk with a crescent upon it. Today, we require a powerful telescope to see Saturn as a disk. We must fly a space probe close to the planet to see rays and spokes. Even then, the spokes are intermittent and dark. The ancient astronomers, however, described the spokes as those of a cosmic wheel. They were streams of fire, the glory of heaven. This tells me that Heliophant is a priest of Saturn revealing the force that governs this place, and it certainly rules America. The Kundalini serpent lies in the Saturn chakra and climbs up the spine. The Sword and the Serpent, by an adept skilled in high magic, Boaz and Joaquin, serpent coiled around the spine, soul trap triangle at the top. This is your dollar symbol. Do you see that? Your money symbol is Kundalini iconography. The alchemy confirms this. She's holding a caduceus. The sun and moon are breathing on a vial. Under that, the flowers are yellow, blue, pink, and white. Sodomizing children and using that energy created this realm, so they printed it on money to tell you. The hexagram is Saturn, Moloch, Huon, Rempha. This is an alternate dollar sign. Again, it connects to Kundalini. The S is the snake. Pingala is the sun. Ida is the moon. Male and female. The Statue of Liberty, also known as Columbia or Venus. She is the morning and evening star, which means she's dual gendered. Baphomet has the morning star on the left and the evening star on the right. The origin of the rainbow chakras and the Kundalini serpent derive from the Yoruba Orisha system of ancient West Africa, deified in the divinity of Ozumare. It was later taken to Kemet and became the Uraeus and then transferred to the Andamanese of ancient India, who established yoga, which influenced Buddhism. That's why the rainbow is used by transgenders. The tree of life is the same Kundalini concept, the serpent going through the branches of the tree. You see the rainbow? The white light triangle trap? The infinity time loop above it? And why do you think that is on your money? Novus Ordo Seclorum is new order of the ages. What's the new order? Well, it's not new, it's actually old, and it's sodomy. That's the meaning of your cult. The Illuminati is the wrong word. Sodomite is more accurate. Soul Trap Triad Hand Sign. This mask symbolizes Kemi, a very special grandfather that taught the mystery of death and the dimensional doors that it opens. Dalit in the Semitic alphabet, Dalit, the door. In Phoenician, Dalit meant tent, door. In Hebrew, Dalit also conveyed the idea of a door or a tent door, a triangle. In Greek, Dalit was known to the Greeks as Delta. It too was meant to represent a door or gateway. And what did they have? Delta is more contagious than the other viral strains of Bovid. Delta is a triangle. That's Delta. It's the door opened in the mind from buggery. Triangles are known to be a very strong sacred geometry that is capable of trapping and containing spirits. Eyes are the window to the soul, and the soul is trapped in Adam Kadmon. The male and female have the Kundalini snake around them. It melded them together, and now she's stuck in that mirror. Like Alice through the looking glass, she's looking through the mirror because she can't get out. The devil is showing the Cohen hand sign with the glyph of Saturn in the palm. Dalit, meaning door. Astrology, Venus, also known as Ishtar, connects Chokmah to Binah. Binah, magical image, a mature woman, symbols the Yoni and Vesica Pisces. Chokmah, a bearded male figure, symbols the lingam and the phallus. The Inca sometimes dedicated young boys as temple prostitutes. The boys were dressed in girls' clothing, and chiefs and headmen would have ritual sexual intercourse with them during religious ceremonies on holy days. Sodomy is always used in the occult, going clear back before the flood. Sodomy is Satan's sex, or Satan's new birth of the child. In a spiritual sense, they've been illuminated or initiated into the illumination of Lucifer. The initiation into the light of Lucifer is achieved by sodomy of the three-year-old. However, if that person does not follow through, he can become a dud. He doesn't go anywhere, so he hasn't really risen to any rank within the movement of the body of the Illuminati. Yes, illuminated, stuck in the void. This is a diamond, or technically, a square. Seal of Saturn, XX, V up, V down, diamond. The Apollonius Stargate Diamond System. That interlace intergalactic communities and light worlds, plants and universes, soul people and soul mates, time dimensions and timelines of most positive for you to safeguard within your own heart pulse rate, sound tones and living light aura radiance. You are attracted to in living light and magnetism, no matter the dimension or timeline. Along all others allowed to coexist in divine realms, already established for centuries in dimension, then all bleed into each other as one standing wave of God's energy and God atom, sine waves, spherical patterns within our own photon life sphere, living light spirit soul, persona life streams. Sananda wants you to join his own backdrops of paradise of lights that he has prepared for you and all you care for, even beyond the end of time. Enter the Arcturian or Apollonius Stargate Diamond System by inner eye focus and subtle energy matching within his own. Please review again the diagram picture given here of the Apollonius Stargate Diamond System for the visual diagrams and octave Stargate systems given here are to sustain subconscious memory. which is protected and guided by Sananda Master Jesus and Archangel Michael legions of the light backing you up and your own spiritual team of light. The timelines the Ascended Masters use are in the same meridians and light nodes of the Universal Intelligence Light Field Hologram Light Worlds of First Creation of Natural Organics Born of Cosmos Dust, Electromagnetic, Geometric and Life Force Purity, Birth and All Good Forms. How to change your timelines through the Soul Stargate. The Stargate, they took a mirror portal to that world. And if you turn this, it's a phallus going into a hole. That's how you star travel. It's the reason Donald Glover wore this jacket. Triangle with three moons, connecting us to Back to the Future. The Kundalini triple coils, the time loop. It's the flux capacitor. Plutonium is radioactive. Sodomy activates Kundalini. Activation is radiation. It's right there. She's stuck in a temporal loop. Why? The poster tells you. Sodomy. Doc is raping Marty. That causes a chemical reaction. The DeLorean is the time machine. And the colors? Blue, pink, yellow, and white. In the third film, Doc takes Marty to 2015, and he says something noteworthy. I went to a rejuvenation clinic and got a whole natural overhaul. They took out some wrinkles, did a hair repair, changed the blood, added a good 30 to 40 years to my life. They also replaced my spleen and colon. Why replace the colon? Because frequent sodomy weakens the anal canal and the muscles no longer work. If you've heard the phrase, light a fire in your ass, or Johnny Cash saying about the ring of fire, opening Kundalini is described as fire igniting up the spine. So the fire trail is the sodomy, and then the Kundalini exploding from the head in white light. Her holographic hat is blue, pink, and yellow. But then it shifts to rainbow colors because the thousand-petaled lotus is at the top of the head. I don't know why she's wearing this hat. The Simpsons is about this as well. They are stuck in time because Bart has been in middle school for like 30 years. Time backwards is emit. Emit, to send out or give off light, specifically light or radiation. Light, some say it is a symbol of reality. Others say it is the reality. The Upanishads say it best, the light that shines beyond the heavens and upon the backs of all is the same light that is within each person. Doc's name is Emmett, or Emit, L. Brown, so time and brown from the anus.
No.
Did you have any relatives here back then?
The Browns didn't come to Hill Valley until 1908, and then they were the Von Browns. My father changed our name during the First World War.
Werner Magnus Maximilian Freiherr von Braun was a German and American aerospace engineer and space architect. He was a member of the Nazi Party, as well as the leading figure in the development of rocket technology in Nazi Germany, and later a pioneer of rocket and space technology in the United States. Rocket is slang for the penis. Following the war, he was secretly moved to the United States, along with about 1,600 other German scientists, engineers, and technicians as part of Operation Paperclip. Dr. Werner von Braun was one of the most important rocket developers and champions of space exploration in the 20th century. As a youth, he became enamored with the possibilities of space exploration by reading the work of science fiction authors. From his teenage years, von Braun held a keen interest in space flight, becoming involved in the German Society for Space Travel. Using a rocket to go to space, that's a metaphor about anal sex and dissociation. From the Earth to the Moon is an 1865 novel by Jules Verne. It tells the story of the Baltimore Gun Club with the goal of a moon landing. 5 years later, Verne wrote a sequel called Around the Moon. The novel influenced the opera Le Voyage dans la Lune in 1875. In H.G. Wells' 1901 novel, The First Man in the Moon, he mentions Verne's novel to his companion. The novel inspired the first science fiction film, A Trip to the Moon, made in 1902 by Georges Méliès. It's another reason you never went to the moon. They used Jules Verne's book as a script for the moon hoax. The moon is personified as a goddess or womb worship. The moon isn't what they say it is. I recently read two books that I now see in a different light. The first is called The Book of Dust, and it's odd because he wrote this. Papa Dimitriou explained it. It seemed that sometimes Oakley Street and other secret services had to use blackmail in order to turn an agent on the other side. There was an agent they were targeting at present, for example, who happened to be sexually interested in young boys. As soon as he said that, she saw the trap she'd fallen in and cried out in dismay, "No, you can't mean, not Malcolm." Malcolm is her friend who's 11 years old. "I won't let it happen. You think you could offer him up, I don't know, as a temptation, and then what? You'll burst into the room and catch the man red-handed? Or worse, you'll have a secret camera installed and take photograms? You want to put Malcolm in a situation like that?" How despicable, and Nugent said it wouldn't put him in danger, and I believed him. Hannah, he would not be in the slightest danger. It would be so quick. He wouldn't even be aware of what was happening. We'd make sure of that. He's too valuable to risk. And you waited till I was committed before telling me. Well, now I can see what sort of thing I'm committed to. Why include that in the story? He never revealed anything about that or elaborated further on it. The Golden Compass. Here, Earth is one of only five planets in the solar system. Every human has a demon, the soul embodied as an animal familiar. Pantalaimon is Lyra's demon, but she calls him Pan. Then the second book, yellow, orange, magenta, purple. Was he not afraid for his demon? If she got lost, what would he have done? He'd have searched for her in Al-Khan al-Azraq. My Arabic is patchy, but Hassel told me that meant the Blue Hotel. I queried that, but Chen insisted, Al-Khan al-Azraq, the Blue Hotel. And where was this Blue Hotel? He didn't know where it was, just a place where demons go. And your demon? Never came back. She died, the dancer, a long time ago, but he never came back to me. I think he might have gone to Al-Khan al-Azraq, the Blue Hotel. Is it true, the story, about the ruined city where no one but demons can live? Tell me more about the Blue Hotel, said Lyra. Or what's the other name? Madinat al-Kamar, the City of the Moon. Why is it called that? Oh, no one knows. It's a very old idea. My nurse used to tell me ghost stories when I was very young, and it was she who told me about the Blue Hotel. I can guide you there with great facility and convenience, Miss Silver. And on the way, I want to go somewhere else. I have heard of a place called the Blue Hotel. Ah, yes, I am familiar with that name, too. Sometimes we refer to it by the name of Selenopolis, or Madinat al-Kamar. They are words that mean the city or town of the moon. I find it curious that sodomized souls might be on the moon, and he writes about demons, or souls, going to a moon city. Which brought me to this film. Look at the colours. I've decoded this poster, but let's review it. Red, white and black alchemy colours. The spiral round the head is Kundalini. The mirrored posture makes the seal of Saturn. The poster is red because the sacral chakra, ruled by Saturn, is red. There is a lesbian relationship in this film. The white, pink, and blue are the transgender flag because they're all inverted. That's them trapped in the white light void. Ileana is on the floor drawing a picture. They wanted you to focus on the colours because she explains the soul trap that they're all in, and she tells you how she got there.
That place you took me. Is it hell?
Limbo. The place we made up. At first, it was just our special place. We went there in our minds whenever something bad was about to happen. We went there so much. Stayed there so long. We
fucking real.
I thought the spirals might be her blanket, but the screenshot shows you it isn't. She's covered in blue spirals. That's the boy lover symbol because the actor is really male. The yellow hair and blue is the male and female fused, so he's transgender. The monsters that are touching her are called the smiling men. It's the same trope, and I affirm that these are sodomy entities. They're always tall, thin, faceless things that are hurting children in some way. And these films like to show you again and again, so I don't think they're running out of ideas. She recites an incantation and it opens a portal to limbo. This seedy man looks like a wizard. There's a portal on the top left, diamonds on his tie, and he has a skull wand. Does this look like a nice place? The girl asked if it was hell, and this is where her soul went. Pink, blue, and yellow. Because he was sodomized, he's soulless and possessed. I'm not sure if that's why he can do magic, but it's likely connected. This is what's being done to children, damaging them so these people can open portals and create worlds to escape judgment. They are behind the transgender cult, and the reason they do it is sinister. We aren't twisted in the head to think of something like this, so I conclude it comes from elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I wouldn't know what to say to anyone who did know.
I can't think of anybody who needs to hear about it. I mean, either they won't believe it, or they won't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't even think we should talk about it once it's over, you know?
We got no choice but to live with it. And talking makes living it harder. So might as well not even talk about it. The truth stays with us.
I want to be able to sleep one night. And not have to worry who's coming in my room. What's going to happen to me? If I can get that, then I'll be happy.
On the floating ship's oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes, and your fingers drew me up into your eyes, and you sang, said to me.